I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
To Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hey, we have got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Brian Hooker will be back with us. Dr. Hooker is with the Children's Defense Organization, which is Bobby Kennedy's organization. We're going to talk some more about what's going on with the COVID, the SARS, the Omicron, the SARS-2, all of this stuff, and the and the injections, and we're going to get a little bit of a breakdown as well. Dr. Brian Artis, who I love Dr. Artis, have had him on my program, consider him to be a friend. If I saw the man, I'd give him a hug. He's a godly man. He has come out with some information about possibility of connection with snake venom and what's going on. He broke the one of the stories about Remdesivir right here on Chosen Generation Radio, and we have been talking about what he uncovered, what he read, and of course what he read and what he shared has been responsible for many deaths in hospitals, the protocols they used. Anyway, we'll pull back the curtain on a bunch of that and see what Dr. Hooker has for information and what he can share with regards to that information that Dr. Artis has talked about. But more importantly, again, breaking down the significance of the scientific and manufactured involvement of individuals and what's coming out, the documents that the FDA has been remanded to release based on a FOIA request, all of that type of information. So we'll have that coming up for you. All right, top of the next hour, Al Rasooli should be calling in. We'll be talking to Al Rasooli. Several things, the threat of terrorism within, and how is it that that so many of our American Jewish friends are voting for a Democratic Party and a president whose policies are creating danger for Israel and are helping the enemies of the Jews around the world, thus supporting anti-Semitism by the support they're giving to this political party. Talk about that coming up for the next hour. Let's see, bottom of the hour, Ethan Peck will be with us. And Free Enterprise Project has a brand new book out, or study, I should say, that is out. And it is How to Balance the Boardroom. Provides guidance on how to fight woke capitalism using proxy votes. And boy, we can really make a difference with these woke corporations. And by the way, Disney is, I'm sure, trying to figure out how they're going to recover from this. And we'll see what happens with regards to that. I don't know if you saw this or not, but yesterday, Disney's Senate went ahead and voted to repeal the Reedy Act, which basically created this separate area so that Disney essentially could govern itself and didn't have to listen to anything that the Florida government or the Florida people, they were their own autonomous entity sitting on land in Florida. So that is been repealed by the Florida Senate, and the Florida House is expected to vote on this bill in favor of the bill to repeal those privileges. And of course, Governor DeSantis called the special session so he can take that away. And we'll talk a little bit about that bottom of the hour. But joining me now, my good friend, and you can find him at My Grandchildren's America. And he is a walking encyclopedia of the dangers of and explaining communism. He does explain capitalism, communism, socialism, and authoritarianism and dictatorships and so on. I want to welcome Don Jans to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Always good to spend Friday mornings with the American public.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was just looking at this as we were coming on air. Of course, what I texted you and I really want to get into it, you know, understanding disinformation, because disinformation is, I believe, probably one of the biggest problems that we have right now in our culture. And I'm holding up for my viewing audience, those that are watching. And by the way, you can watch us live at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I recommend that you use Firefox, or there's also a Slim browser that you can use as well. Both Google and you can use Bing. Google messes up our picture, makes us look like we're in one of those circus mirror attractions. At any rate, I'm holding up Disinformation: The Secret Strategy to Destroy the West. It was produced by WND Films, and it's out of the book written in conjunction with General Pacheco, highest ranking defector. And I really look forward to having you take a look at that. And I'm trying to figure out how I can actually broadcast that for you, so you can see it and just put it up. So I'll be talking with Kenneth McClinton at TECN TV about possibly having a special event where we play this, because every American needs to understand, Don, the communist use of disinformation. So let's start there, and then I want to talk to you just for a minute about a blog that you put up on the 20th regarding a sad day for the world of sports, and just share some background from my experience working with defectors, Russian defectors, back in the days when I was a Russian linguist in the Air Force.
Great. On the disinformation aspect, we distort things, and I guess that's part of disinformation. There are some things that are hard facts. I mean, if we go and we look and we say, what was the temperature in Austin, Texas yesterday in a certain spot, we can pull up a hard fact number. It was 86 degrees Fahrenheit, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's hard. It was 86 degrees at that time in that spot in Austin, Texas yesterday. Then we go and we bring in some propaganda to distort those facts to get our ideas across. And so we're trying to say that climate warming is hurting everybody, and it's a horrible, horrible situation. Mm-hmm. And we come in and we distort the facts, and we start to add other information to Austin, Texas being 86 degrees yesterday. And we say, well, 20 years ago, it was only 72 degrees. And the reason it's 86 this time is because of global warming, or who cares what the reason is. And those both are facts, but they're used to bring out a point we want to bring out.
I would suggest that it because actually what they do is create more of a utopia. So what they tell you is that although you may have seen somewhere an 86 degree reading on the thermometer, the reality is that thermometers are inaccurate instruments for providing you with a temperature reading. And this is why we cannot trust what the thermometer says. Or, more to the point, they would have someone wear a coat and a wool hat and be dressed in, you know, really warm winter style clothing, and they would put them out, but they would create a scene that looked like there was snow on the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, barren trees, and in other words, they would project an image that would be in contradiction to this fact. And then they would distort the fact, lie about the fact, and tell you that the fact itself cannot be trusted because the source wherein you are getting your information is not trustworthy. That, I mean, that is how extravagant their disinformation campaign is.
And that becomes that's hardcore propaganda. And probably Goebbels was probably the finest, the best user of propaganda in the modern era. And he taught Alinsky, and Alinsky taught Obama. And that is taking information and twisting it, just like you said, to reach a specific point. Now, that is commonly referred to as disinformation today, or propaganda. Here's where we run into a real problem, is there are always differences of opinion. For instance, that 86 degrees. I could really, really like heat. And I could say that is wonderful, and it's leading us to a time when it's going to be 95 or 102, and that is good. That's wonderful. You could not like heat. You could say, no, I really like it when it's cooler. And you would say exactly the opposite. You would say 86 is not good because it's leading us to this other time where there's going to be too much heat, too much warmth, and I prefer it when it's 60. Now we're talking about differences of opinion. Here's our problem. Propaganda always tries to distort, but differences of opinion are real and honest. In today's America, what we're really learning is that where there is a difference of opinion, that is now considered to be or called disinformation. I can truly believe that the election of 2020.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocoa molasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocoa molasses. Got my cocoa molasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. Bottoms up. Cocoa molasses to your health.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responder and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, So we were talking about the issue of propaganda and disinformation. And I think, Don, that we agreed as we were talking in the break that, you know, disinformation is a form of propaganda and probably one of the most effective forms of propaganda. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't think a great propagandist would any great propagandists would differ with that, because they truly know how to use information, turn it around, and create it to make it be disinformation. Absolutely.
Right. All right. Now, I had mentioned, folks, and by the way, be sure and get over to CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you're watching us there now, you can just scroll down and you know, open this in another tab. But you're going to open up the CG Contributors page so you can click on Don Jan's picture and you'll go over. He has got great blogs up, great thoughtful information for you to digest, and I encourage you to look at it every single day. On the 20th, which would be 2 days ago, you wrote an article, Another Sad Day for the World of Sports. And you were talking about the decision by Wimbledon to ban Russian and Belarusian players, including number two Medvedev.
Yes.
From the competition. So I wanted to share just very briefly, just quickly, a story. I was, of course, I was a Russian linguist in the Cold War in the United States Air Force, and we were taught Russian. That was our first introduction. We were taught Russian. We went through social studies type courses and lectures and were really taught about Russian disinformation. My first primary teacher, Gospodin Savoyev, was a Russian Jew. They did not know it, as he was growing up, that he was Jewish. And so he was a soccer star, and he was rising in the Russian soccer leagues and so forth, and actually had made it all the way up to just below the national team and was being looked at to be on the national team. And somehow they did some in-depth background or what have you on him and discovered that he had Jewish descent. And as soon as they identified that, they not only would not let him on the national team, but they pulled him off the team that he was on. His family, who had been, because they treat their athletes very well over there, and the athletes' families get a lot of benefits as well. They literally threw them out of their apartment and out onto the street. And this is how they treat their non-favored athletes. If you're an athlete and you are Christian, or if you are Christian and you don't toe the party line, if you are Jewish, if you're any of these things, then you don't have a chance. You are severely oppressed. So for Wimbledon to remove these athletes is a very significant act that pushes back against the inhumane treatment, not just that Russia is perpetrating on the outside world right now, but what they're doing internally and what they're doing to other individuals, young people who are gifted and talented and could possibly be on the national stage, but will never have that opportunity because of the Russian oppressive system that exists.
And that, and what you have just said is not disinformation. We know that these things are evident. And these things have existed for a long time. My point is, and it really goes back to the Olympics as well. And I strongly, strongly disagree that in our Olympics, we measure wins by nation. I think that the Olympics, tennis competition, all of those places where you're having these individual athletes compete should not be based on whether they were born in Russia or the United States or South Africa, but they're all athletes and we should treat them as athletes competing against each other. That's where my individualism, I'm a true, strong individualist, comes into play.
And the music's playing, and I know you can't hear it. So I'm going to cut in. My issue is this. Those athletes know that in some instances, the only reason that they are in those positions, and they actually are a part of the system that oppresses the other individuals that deserve those positions that probably are better than they are, and will never have that opportunity, and may even have been murdered.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Again, I just want to say, with regards to Mr. Don Jans, please go to CG Contributors and click on the link that takes you over to his site. He's got another great post in his blog called Democracy at Work. When the evils of hell are promoted, the forces of tyranny are close behind. The blind of the left lead the blind of the left. DeSantis is again correct. Just great stuff. And the conversation he and I were having in that last end is exactly what we're talking about. That our First Amendment allows us to have free exchange of ideas, free exchange of thought, and free exchange of differing views and opinions about particular situations, predicated on life history, predicated on all kinds of different things that we've seen. And so very, very important that we have those kinds of conversations and have the ability to have those And my next guest is representing here today the Free Enterprise Project. You can find them at nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org. We have been having members of the Free Enterprise Project, in particular Justin Danhoff, but Scott Shepard, David Almasi, have all regularly appeared here on the program over the course of the last 10 years, talking about how critically important it is that conservatives are involved in stockholder meetings, because these woke corporations would not be running the show, if you will, the way that they are, if conservatives were showing up to represent their interests as stockholders in those companies. And my next guest is Ethan Peck from the Free Enterprise Project. Ethan, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks a lot. Scott and Justin and David speak highly of you, and it's great to be here and speak to you.
Well, dear friend, it is an honor to meet you, and I'm very thankful for you stepping into this role that you've taken on as an associate at the Free Enterprise Project. And, you know, I know that you go into hostile environments, or yeah. At least they're hostile to our worldview, to our belief system. And you guys now have again put out your annual report talking about what people can do. And it's called Balancing the Boardroom. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw this to you, I promise, here in just a second. But it's interesting because, of course, you know, when I see that, right, knowing what we know about how adamant they are about pushing their agendas, they always accuse us of being unfair and you know, all these kinds of phobias and all this other stuff that they say about us. Mm-hmm. But balancing we're saying is, we're not saying you can't have that opinion, you can't believe that, whatever it right. is that is, we're just simply saying, but you also need to take into consideration that there's another set of beliefs out there. And if you're going to share one, share the other. Don't stay in the middle, guys.
Right. So I agree with you. That's exactly what we do. And really, you know, you introduced me as an associate and that's my official title, but really we're shareholder activists. And we just do it from the conservative perspective because we've learned the left is good at shareholder activism, and that's the way that these corporations have become woke and have pushed left-wing agendas is because of their ability to be shareholder activists. So we do the same thing. We implement their strategies, but we do it from the right. But, you know, with nuance, to your point, we do it only to bring it back to neutral. That's our goal. To balance the boardroom, like the name of our report. And we actually have two reports. Another one came out today. We have two annual reports. One of them details the kind of woke rot in the boardrooms and puts a spotlight on certain, particularly bad board members and CEOs. Another one focuses on proposals. Shareholder proposals and manager proposals that come from the left and ones that come from the right, and which ones, you know, for an investor that you know, not really paying attention, just putting their money in stocks as a hedge against inflation, and they're not necessarily engaged with what's going on, because it's hard to follow what's going on in all the in every boardroom across America. So what Sure. we do is we sort through these proposals for the investor, and we have a whole chart. That we have a new investor value voting guide, just came out today. It's up on our site, nationalcenter.org. And so we list, here are all the proposals from the left and what they do. You should vote against them. Here are all the proposals from the right and what they do. And we recommend voting for them. And the left does this as well. They also have their guides. We've learned this from the left. And so we have two different, we have Balancing the Boardroom up on our site and Investor Value Voter Guide up on our site. One details left-wing proposals and the other gets into you know, left-wing action groups and left-wing board members, and we're just trying to use their strategies to bring this back to neutral.
Well, you have, for example, under the board member voting guide, there's a myriad of companies that are on here. Amazon, American Airlines, American Express, Apple, B of A, Capital One, Coca-Cola, CVS Health, Disney, Delta, Nike, PayPal, and you recommend voting against every board member of these companies. In other words, when it comes time to select the board, individuals that hold stock in these companies, they get one of those proxies in the mail. And what you're saying is, hey, look at this information here before you cast your vote, and you know, actively participate. Don't just turn don't just let some left wing person, some radical individual on the board make your decision for you. Am I expressing that correctly?
You're right on the money. One thing that I like to say is, you know, people often say to put your money where your mouth is if you really mean what you say. And I just kind of flipped it. I think that if you already have your money somewhere, you should be willing to put your mouth where your money already is. It actually takes less courage, you know. So the fact that conservatives around the country are willingly giving their money to, you know, money managers and putting in ETFs and investing in all these corporations as a hedge against inflation, because, you know, you have to. The government keeps printing money. But we do this, and then we let them use our funds to, you know, go against our values. And so if you're already putting your money here, do what is right to make sure that your dollars are spent in a way that represents what you believe in. It's a very simple moral responsibility. And so when you get your proxies in the mail, absolutely, mm-hmm. vote them, you know? And what you said before, you listed a couple of those companies that we listed in the report.
Yeah.
You can use, you know, you can use discernment and nuance, but that's why we pick out specific board members that are particularly bad. But then there are a few companies that are so bad that it's just, you know, vote against every member. Not every company, but we can still reverse course. I know a lot of people look at corporate America and they're like, it's gone. And I don't think that, you know, maybe academia is gone and we have to build new institutions from the bottom up. Maybe the media is gone and we have to build institutions from the bottom up, and entertainment. I agree. But when it comes to the corporations, they've only gone woke much later than a lot of these other institutions. And so we should save them.
Many of them in the last 5 or 10 years. At the outside, right? I mean, some of them, you know, Apple has been, you know, moving in this direction for a long time. Disney, you know, people are just finally waking up because they, you know, there's those undercover videos that finally came out. But I know for a fact that Disney's been doing this. I've been talking about Disney moving in this direction for probably the last 15, almost 20 years. But, you know, some of these folks are recent. But, you know, you have Target's on this list, Twitter's on this list, UPS is on this list. I just saw a bunch of ads last night. I was watching a ball game, and there was a whole bunch of Levi Strauss ads. And I remember, because Levi Strauss used to have a big presence here in Texas, and Levi Strauss used to be a very conservative company.
Yeah, they make jeans. It's a class. They make a classic American product. You know, what's more American than blue jeans?
Yeah.
But Levi Strauss is one of these companies that's about as woke as they come. They're not as big as like a Coca-Cola or an Apple. You know, they're I think they're 580. They're not even in the Fortune 500, but they're still a huge company, and they are particularly woke, especially Chip Berg, the CEO.
Yeah.
They've essentially turned their their company into a leftist think tank.
Well, that's why you have the Smith kids that are doing their commercials. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back right after this. My special guest is Ethan Peck. We're talking about woke corporatism, and we're talking about our role as conservatives who hold stock, whether it's through a mutual fund or whether it's just direct corporate stock. There are still ways that you get those proxy mailings that come to you, and we're telling you, you can do something different. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responder and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S.
Hello.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Ethan Peck, Free Enterprise Project. You can find him at nationalcenter.org. And I really encourage you, by the way, to go to nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org. And when you go to programs, it's the very first one. Click on the Free Enterprise Project. We were talking before we went into that break, Ethan, about how you can and you know, based on the new the 2022 report, which is balancing the boardroom. But one of the major ways to balance the boardroom, again, you mentioned here, you know, vote against every one of the board members on these companies. And for those that are watching, I have that list up. Vote against these specific board members, and we can talk about that. But I want to talk and have you explain to our audience how they get involved in this. You know, maybe sign the proxy over to Free Enterprise Project as an example, or, you know, what are some of the constructive and active things that they can do, either with their own vote or perhaps by using a proxy and selecting the Free Enterprise Project as their proxy.
Yeah, I think that there's a number of ways that we can actually, we have to fight it on all fronts, because that's the way the left does it. Mm-hmm. So I think that you can be a non-shareholder and also, you know, have a leg in this fight. And you can be a shareholder and have a leg in this fight. So from a non-shareholder perspective, and the left is really good at this, you know, even just the consumers on the left, the sort of woke mob, they know how to get active and mobilize together and put pressure on certain pressure points to, even if it's just a really small minority, they know how to pressure corporations into capitulating to their interests. And so as a non-shareholder, you can get active on social media. you can shop with your values, you know? That's not necessarily to say boycott, you know, if you don't, if you sell your stock in Disney, okay, they're still going to sell.
Yes.
You know, they're still going to, you know, make $35 billion dollars worth of content this year. So if you have stock in Disney, don't sell it, you know? Use that stock to vote against their board. That's what you can do as a shareholder. But as a non-shareholder, you can still, you know, prioritize. You can't avoid everything, because if you boycott every company, you'll have nowhere to shop.
Right.
You can prioritize local where you can. And when you do, let these companies know on social media, sign petitions, or let's say you're not a shareholder, but you're an employee of a corporation. A lot of times the way we fight against this stuff is maybe an employee leaks something, right? That's what happened at Disney. That's what happened at American Express. They leaked it to Chris Rufo, who's doing great work. If you're an employee, don't be scared. Speak out. Speak the truth. You know, that's another way. If you think that a corporation where you're working is stepping over their bounds and you think that there's a possible lawsuit, file a lawsuit. Those are where you can get active as a non-shareholder. As a shareholder, a lot of it comes down to voting your proxies. If you're already investing your money, okay, use your voice where you have spent your money. Vote your proxies. It doesn't take a long time. You can do it. And a lot of times it takes 30 seconds for whatever company you own per company. And make sure to vote against the board members that are woke. And you can go to our guide and we'll run you through it.
Can I share this guide on my blog?
Yeah, of course. I would love that.
Okay. So, cause I'm thinking, you know, I've got a lot of people that I could potentially reach.
And
folks, if you sign up, you know, for our email or are signed up for our email at childrengenerationradio.com, I'm going to make sure that you get a copy of this, which is called Balancing the Boardroom. You're going to get a copy of this PDF in your email box. So go sign up right now at childrengenerationradio.com. If you're not signed up, sign up. If you're at the website right now, get signed up over there right now. And we'll get this out to you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we are, you know, we're fighting this on so many levels, man.
Yeah, and I think that's what we need. We need to cooperate with one another, because that's what the left is so good at, you know?
Sure.
Because they have this sort of socialist mindset, they really know how to unite. And so when you look, but I'm happy that the right is finally waking up to that reality, that we can fight culture wars too without being socialist, you know? Like, the left has been synonymous with counterculture for decades.
Yep.
But today they are the culture, and so we can learn from that. It was obviously effective, since they were able to flip our culture. And so when you look at the parents' movement against CRT in Virginia and in Texas or wherever, and when you look at the trucker movement in Canada, or even, you know, the kids investing in GameStop on Robinhood, those kinds of movements, populist, culture war, movement, grassroots movement. That's the kind of thing that we need on the right in order to fight this wokeism in the boardroom. We need to mobilize together against these woke corporations, and I think it's possible. I think if parents can do it, because, you know, parents pay taxes to school boards, and then the school boards keep this evil ideology to their children. They're like, we're pissed about this. And so they got into school board meetings, And they voice their opinion. We need the same thing.
Right.
We need a retail investor, everyday people, to do this at the corporate level.
And it's so critically important that we are engaged in this process. Again, you know, for the sake of our children, right? For the sake of our families. I mean, it is just so important that we are engaged in this process. And our voices can make a difference. You know, Sean Fuke is going down to Disney World, right? And they are, you know, they're going to have a protest down there at Disney World. And believe me, you know, Disney is feeling the effects.
Oh yeah. They lost their lost their special status this week, right?
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're feeling that. So we gotta keep putting the pressure on, because we're called to be salt and light. And when and it's the children, man, it is the children that they're coming after. And we need to make a difference in the lives of our kids and stand up for our children. Ethan, thank you for all that you're doing. I'm very excited that you are engaged with Scott and the team, and greatly appreciate all that you're engaged and involved in over there. Please keep up the good work. We'll be back. Hour two coming up.